Look at OC. Uh-oh.
I have no sock I lifted today.
Uh-oh. Look at him. Look at the watch.
That, nothing today. I just got it.
When you look at that watch, I go, 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 go. Oh, wow. Simon, that's some serious uprise right there.
We went to Brazil to film this video.
I remember that video. Video was
special.
Do you talk to the guys that you did that video with?
Yeah, Andy McCarnis.
Andy, but
and Sally Ann's kid.
Yeah.
Zico.
Yes, Zico made the beat, but I'm talking about the guys that okayed it in Brazil.
No.
That gave you the, you can go up there.
No, definitely. No.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Once I left there. I was like, I am not affiliated with anything going on here.
Welcome back to the OC and Jason podcast.
Yeah. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing really good. Great to be with you. A lot to talk about in the NFL, a lot to talk about in the world. Before we get going, because we didn't do a podcast last week.
Yeah, we didn't.
We didn't do a podcast for a couple of reasons. Couldn't get together. Things were happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I think everybody understands the recent news. Damar Hamlin, Buffalo Bills. Cardiac arrest, revived on the field. Man, first responders get all the credit. Went home.
Yep.
He went home. FaceTime his teammates, the Buffalo Bills, before the game? I think it was at practice a couple days before.
Mm.
Yeah. And, man, then the first kickoff.
Yeah.
To the house.
Yeah.
How did that make – what did that do to you?
Me?
Yeah.
Nothing really.
You didn't feel anything.
When he took the first kick.
Yeah, like, you know, the emotion of the game, and then he runs the kickoff back.
I wasn't watching, so I didn't see it.
You didn't watch that game?
Not like you were watching it. You know, I was
bouncing
watching
around.
Red Zone.
That's true.
So I didn't get the feeling that you had because you were on
right,
that
right, because you're
one.
Watching all the games. So it probably shot back to the return.
Oh, this is what's going on. I was like, this is nice.
Yeah,
this is cool. But
yeah.
I didn't see it the way you would have seen it.
It was
right?
The hype. You felt the hype before the game.
Yeah.
And then that kickoff, bro.
Mm.
You heard Josh Allen say it at the end. He was like, I've never experienced anything like it.
Mm.
You know, so that was just, man, that was amazing, bro.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That was amazing,
I
man.
I can imagine.
Yeah, man. It's you probably had some seriously special. What's your biggest memory, probably in football?
My biggest memory, my biggest or my best?
I would say, in this, I guess the way, most emotional memory. Like
most.
Just something like that moved you. Because that's what this when you hear the guys talk about it, the emotion they showed.
Yeah. Well, mine was selfish, so it's not even worth. You know, it's not like something like that, so it wouldn't even correlate to anything like this. I wouldn't think.
It's all right.
It was just, I would say, like, my most emotional moment in football was, I remember, this was like 2005, maybe like week 13, and I remember Coughlin calls us, the whole team together, and this is when they announced the Pro Bowl picks, right? So I didn't know up until that particular point,
right? Yeah,
so he called us and he was like, he listed out the names of the Pro Bowlers, and you know, he was like, yeah, Strahan, Tiki, and he was like, OC first time, and I was like, you
right.
Understand what
that
I'm trying to say?
That was your first, no,
yeah, it was
no.
first time, yeah,
third, no.
2005, first.
Oh,
time.
I thought you said 2013. I was like,
no,
you were a Pro Bowler by the time I got to New York.
2005.
I was tripping.
Yeah. And so I was like, and then I just remember like a surge of emotions.
You were balling that year, though.
Yeah, it was crazy, crazy. So I just remember that.
Yeah.
And to me, that was the happiest I think I've ever felt. Even more so than
Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That was your first Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
And
just a validation.
And you're playing next to Stray, who goes.
Yeah.
It's hard for both of y'all to go.
Yeah.
I remember that because I remember watching, and I was like, oh, my God, this dude in New York is wrecking.
Yeah, we were going ham.
Oh, my gosh.
We were going ham.
I remember.
But I have something that I want to tell you, Jason.
Okay.
I have something. And, you know, usually I spring something on you, but this isn't, I'm not springing this on you for like debates.
No.
You understand what I mean? No. And I had sworn that I wasn't going to do this anymore. I wasn't going to have these discussions anymore.
You can't help it.
I found something out today.
Okay.
Profound. And I will never look at the world the same way again.
Off of something you just found out.
Yeah. Because I found out the reason for it.
Okay.
And I won't look at, I won't see the world again the same way.
Very interesting.
And I don't think anybody in here is going to see, it's not funny, is going to see the world the same way again.
Have you validated this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This isn't just, okay.
No.
Well, let me let you continue before I.
And I need you to just hear me out for a little bit.
Yeah? I'm going
to
listen. And I'm going to
have
my Google engine up in case I don't know what I'm talking about.
So, my favorite author, Thomas Sowell.
Thomas Sowell, yeah.
I've favorite author.
A couple of his books.
Yeah. So I'm reading this book. It's called The Politics of Race and Economics.
Yep. I've read that book a long time ago. So I don't remember anything.
So, in Africa, there's like mulattoes is what they're called,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're like light-skinned, really light-skinned Africans, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, my wife is Angolan.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm Nigerian. My wife was always telling me that in Angola, the mulattoes, they think they're better than everybody else.
Well, think about why they started those names to differentiate you from being.
Okay. So she says that. She's mm-hmm. like, yeah. And I was like, well, cool. Like, what is going on, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, they think they're better. They think they're above everybody else,
okay.
Right?
Yep. This makes sense.
And so in Nigeria, also, you have like people who are lighter skinned, right?
Right.
In Nigeria also. Okay. And also.
Is it regional or everywhere?
No. You have them in the north. You have them in the east.
Okay.
You have them in the west.
Okay.
And they also, right?
It's the same thing?
Right. So much so that in Africa, you have women particularly, they're buying bleaching cream. They're bleaching themselves.
You told me about this.
Right?
You told me about this several years ago.
Yeah. They bleach themselves in the they want to appear more light.
Remember US, yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is absolutely crazy. In America, mm-hmm. right? You're black. Say for instance, you for instance, right? You're a black American, but
yes.
you're a lighter skinned American, right?
Right.
But your complexion doesn't come with privileges unless like you're super, super like light, right? Almost white. Your complexion doesn't, say for instance, me and you go apply for a job, right?
Yeah.
They wouldn't look at you and look at me and say they're going to give you the job simply because you're a little lighter than.
Not in this day and age.
No. Right? So, here's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
In Africa, right? And in the where these countries were, colonized,
mm-hmm.
Even in Brazil and all these different places, mm-hmm. right? When the white people went there, right? They didn't take a lot of their women,
mm-hmm.
right? They didn't go with their families, right?
Historically, that's always happened with,
right?
Yeah, the men were on the ship.
Correct. So they would procreate
yep.
with the indigenous natives there,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And their offspring would be lighter skinned,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, because they weren't, the offspring would come out, mm-hmm. right? It's a lighter skin,
mm-hmm.
but because the father was white,
mm-hmm.
the father would then claim
mm-hmm.
these children.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm trying to say? And so now, the offspring, because the father was white and he was claiming these children, they would automatically have a lot of the privileges.
Which is opposite of America, slavery. Is that where you're going?
I did not know that.
Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, it became law. That was a law.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the reason why they have that privilege in these colonial countries,
because they live by European societal standards.
It endures,
rules. Right? Yeah,
except till this day.
Yes, except in America. Interesting, right?
Yeah. And so I couldn't wrap my mind around why that was happening there. Mm-hmm. Why they're bleaching themselves? They're doing everything they can in an effort to appear. Yeah. Because even till this day, right? Till this day, J-Bell, yeah.
Voting right? rights.
Till this day, in Africa. Mm-hmm. I can't remember seeing somebody your complexion that was poor. Till this day.
Right. I follow now. Yes. Okay.
Haven't seen it.
Okay. Because they have those rights, those historical rights.
It has carried on from then till now. Think about all the times they show you the starving Africans. How many of them have been light skinned? You don't even in Nigeria to this day, and I grew up there.
Right.
You don't see anybody who is light complexioned.
They inherited the father's position in society.
Bro.
And if he's which is the opposite in America.
It's the opposite.
Yeah, they did that early on. Several reasons. First of all, If you can prove that your namesake, that you're attached to something else, right? It comes with benefits. Well, we had to make sure this part of the population doesn't have them. One of the most important is the ability. How are you going to be considered? How are you going to be enslaved when every person's right is freedom? If you can attach yourself to your father.
Mm.
It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So early on, it became and was, you are who your mother is in America. Nowhere else was that the case.
So being light skinned in Africa is privilege.
Mm-hmm.
But in America, not so much.
Well, when you went back to the slavery days, it the lighter you were, the closer you were to the house.
Right.
But you were still enslaved.
And so that legacy, till today, in Africa, the lighter skin are privileged. In America, the light skin, unless you're like super light, not so much.
Can you imagine that and it happened and enslaving your child?
Crazy.
Tells you enough.
Crazy.
Literally.
Anyway.
That's my.
Yeah. Boom. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy,
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And when I learned that, I learned in the opposite way, where I knew it from an American standpoint. I knew historically it was different, right? Your father, that is your association. That is your namesake. But I didn't know the hard stop it had in America. Like, it was, no, we are removing that from the way we do things because of this thing that is the engine, the driving force of the growth of this country, which is slavery.
Mm. And I, for the life of me, up until this morning,
yep,
I had no idea why that was the case in Africa. I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't put that.
Yeah.
I was like, why? And she would say these things, and I was noticing these things. I was like, but why? Like, what?
You just keep going.
Doesn't
back.
Make any
right.
sense.
Further back, and you're like, oh,
this is why. And it's beyond belief, man.
There is a group of a large group of African Americans in America who were basically had their freedom for a long time.
Yeah.
Like these families.
Mm-hmm. Antebellum.
And they view themselves differently.
Yep. Antebellum. That's what it's.
Well, antebellum was a period. And yeah, but yeah. Yeah, so it's.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So
unbelievable.
It's connecting to your story.
Football.
So you just, that's interesting. That,
yeah.
It's how it connects everywhere is.
That's what's fascinating to me.
It And I think that point is strong, OC, because we all look at these circumstances and these situations and we try to act like they're different. Just like we try to act like our skin color makes us a different race when we're all the human race.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There is no race. It's just the human race.
Mm-hmm.
We know that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just where you were in the equator throughout history that your skin got darker, stayed darker, went light.
Went lighter. Correct.
Period.
Correct.
It's to get vitamin D in your skin. Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, melatonin, vitamin D, all that. When you see how things and people react the same way because of different circumstances, you're like, ooh.
It's crazy. Crazy.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
Playoffs are upon us, no?
Yeah.
Playoffs are upon us.
Hey, you can't start this and then just.
No, like, you know, we got to.
Don't try to act like I've stayed on it too long.
Yeah, we got
to.
Playoffs.
You're the kind of guy who comes in and drops a bomb on a conversation.
I've been doing this for years.
Yeah, and ends like, okay, we're done now. Let's go. You're like, you did this. You did this. Now you're done? Now you want to go home.
Playoffs, playoffs. Playoffs are upon us.
Playoffs are upon us. Playoffs are upon us.
Remember when we were at dinner? It was me, you, Teal, F.A., Adam.
Yep.
And you're like, why do you keep doing this? You keep dropping these bombs. You try to escape.
Ruin the dinner and try to leave. Like, it's, I told the people, I said, stop letting him do this to y'all.
This is a setup. He's setting you up right now.
He's setting y'all up.
You see, you know the look I got to be like.
Oh, yeah. He's setting y'all up. This is for his amusement only. He is going to watch you try to figure it out. I said, stop it. They didn't want to listen. Everybody wanted to. I said, man, y'all.
Well, we spent 4 hours there,
I said, man, this is the most misdirection ever.
It's fun, though. Fun time.
It is fun. It's interesting. It's why we all. I mean, this is why people have debate shows on everything.
Yeah.
It's to talk about, you know, talk about these things and flush out your own what you think.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with our opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with the playoffs.
Yeah, playoffs are good.
You watched all these games in your way.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Okay.
As a person who has went all the way to the mountaintop twice
mm-hmm.
and has talked so eloquently about playing or not playing your last game
yep.
of the season, right? And I heard a lot of commentators actually use your game as a marker on that. Remember when Tom Coughlin did this and the guys played and they barely lost to New England? I heard a couple of people talking about that,
yeah.
and I was like, oh, I know all about this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that in some teams and their performance? And I'll throw stuff out there like, and if my guy don't stop coughing right now, it's going to be, you know, how you doing over there? Good.
There, you hear his voice?
You hear his voice? Right. Oh, my gosh.
That guy is ill.
He's
holding.
It is. It is. It is. It makes me laugh.
Makes
because,
you, it, like,
because
it's more.
You with family, you can cough out loud. Nobody's going to say anything to you. Nobody's going to, I mean, now.
I just did.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
That's true.
I like the way you didn't even say a name. You said they just did.
I didn't. Yeah, I don't want to do that. I want to ask you your opinion on this.
Mm.
Cowboys against Washington.
Yep.
Cowboys playing their starters,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them. Probably Dak's worst game.
Mm.
Not a good game.
Mm-hmm.
They were struggling. They kept them on the field to try to get things right. Is this where it goes bad, or do you believe you still got to play him?
I think that if I hadn't had the experience I had,
yep.
my opinion would be different.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
I do believe that. I believe that there are teams that have the opportunity to rest their players.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But if you're a team that's building momentum, I'm of the opinion that you shouldn't rest your players.
Okay.
Now, the Giants.
Eagles, Giants game.
I got to be completely honest.
Tell me.
I'm quite disappointed in what happened there.
With Brian Daboll sitting them down.
Yes.
Ooh, this is where we differ. Let's go.
I know.
Let's go.
I know. I'm quite disappointed.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you the reason why. You're playing a team in the Philadelphia Eagles who are fighting for the number one seed, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
You're the Giants.
Yep.
You played them early on, right? And they dominated you.
Yeah.
Like 41-10 yeah. or something.
I'm like, I've completely forgot about yeah. that. It was so, yeah.
They dominated you.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. I'm with you.
The Philadelphia Eagles are in your division, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. They have good quarterback.
Yep.
An outstanding coach.
Yep.
Right? Good players all over the field.
Yep.
This team is going to be contending for 5-10 years.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
You have an opportunity. You're going to play this team twice a year. You have an opportunity, right? To let the Philadelphia Eagles know that over the next 5 to 10 years, this is what it's going to be like between you and I.
Interesting. Interesting thought process.
You understand what I mean?
Long term.
This is what is going to be between me and you, yeah. right? I want to hurt you.
Yeah.
I want you to be hurt.
Yeah.
I want you to see. I want blood. That's what I want from yeah. you, Philly. You understand what I'm trying
Detroit
to say?
Was saying.
I want blood from
yeah,
you.
Yeah. What the Lions were saying too.
We're not going to let you waltz into anything. Now, to me, the ability to be able to do that okay. to a division rival
yeah.
like the Philadelphia Eagles, who you're going to be playing, and a team that's more than likely going to be at the top of the division for the next couple of years, to show them that we hate you. You're an hour down the road. I want you to suffer. That's what I want. I want you to suffer
okay.
every time you play.
Okay.
Say, for instance, you're the Giants, right? Mm-hmm. You're Philadelphia. You know what Philly's going for, right? You're the Giants. You have nothing to play for. Absolutely nothing to play for.
Yeah, because they locked in.
And you march all your starters out there. Mm-hmm. And you say, right now, this is how things are going to be between you and I.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
And the Giants go out there and they deal Philadelphia a blow okay. in the playoffs. From here on out, right? It's... Okay. Every time you see, I'll give you an example. I box,
yeah.
right? So I decided that I was going to go spar mm-hmm. with this guy, mm-hmm. right? So we're in there, sparring is just,
I know how you spar.
Yeah.
You bully.
This guy comes in there, right? From the very first ding, ding, ding. He's fighting.
Yeah, you like what's happening here?
I'm like, yo, what's
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then I knew, and so now but after that, uh-huh. I will never even attempt to spoil this guy.
Yeah, because he's not.
He's not here to.
No,
he's yeah. not here to play around.
Yeah, he's not there for a workout.
No,
yeah, you there for a sweat.
Yeah, he's dead serious.
Yeah, yeah. You like what?
I'll never do this again. Nah. So for me, it's like. If you have a rival,
okay.
say the Giants were playing the Chargers,
then you're not tripping.
Nah, but against a team like that,
okay.
we have to. do you understand? Like we have to.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so do. Going forward, you know where you and I stand.
Yes, you're. I didn't think about it like this.
Yeah,
that's long term. That's I'm here. This is our division, and that's how you address your division rival.
Hatred.
Valid point that I didn't think about for the long term. That's why I said, feels like you're thinking long term,
yeah.
which is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
I'm thinking this way, and I do not disagree. At first, I was going to just completely disagree because of my opinion, but I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I will say this, and it's all about how the game turned out. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got the stats up just for fun, right? Without even looking at the stats, when I was doing the game, I thought, man, even though Philly's winning, feels like they're losing.
Mm-hmm.
You got the backups out there.
Yeah.
They can't get anything going. No, Jalen Hurts been hurt.
Yep.
You know, he's getting back, getting in the flow. What I didn't want to happen is Brian Daboll put out certain players and it not, you know, and you struggle.
Yep.
I want to sit all your big dogs and don't, and they don't feel a punch.
Yeah.
They don't feel anything.
Yeah.
They got that mentality like, nah, we got this. Mm. And I think with the backups on the field, it kind of gave them that, nah, as a team, we're dogs.
Mm.
But you make a good point.
Yeah.
This is your division rival.
Yeah. So
I like what he did, and I want him to be healthy. We know who they are. I believe this is a tough physical team. Mm-hmm. They're going to play how they're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
But you make a good point about the long-term ramifications of this battle.
Mm.
But if Philly would have went there and just destroyed them, I would have been like, oh.
Yeah.
But Philly struggled. On the flip side, this is good for Philly to get that struggle out of the way. So to your point, if you really put them in the dirt.
What do they do going forward?
Right.
They have everything to play for.
Good point. Right. But you're exposing yourself to risk because of that.
Scared money doesn't make any money. That's what they say, right?
Okay. Would you want to be the Chargers now and your top receiver got banged up?
Yes.
And you played him?
Yes.
I wouldn't.
I would prefer that mentality.
Yeah, that mentality.
Than
the player.
Than the other mentality.
Okay.
I would prefer that.
That's how I am.
There's repercussions.
There's repercussions, but I can't argue with the mentality. You'd rather have that mentality. It's a what if game with the injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We go into New England. Everybody knows the story. 16-0.
Yeah.
Right? Coughlin is like, we're locked into this, right? We're locked into the number 5 seed.
Yeah.
But I don't care about any of that.
Yeah.
I don't care about none of that.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm trying to tell you?
It's valid.
This team is 16-0, 15-0.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going for history. We want to make sure they don't get that history. That's our mentality
today. And going on. Period.
We don't care nothing about your record, all that cute stuff.
Yeah.
We don't care about that. We want to beat your ass.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand what I mean?
And if you don't play that game, you guys don't beat them in the Super Bowl.
So we're in the game, right? I'm not saying that you pull out all your exotic blitzes, and I'm not saying you do any of that.
You actually just play the vanilla preseason football.
Preseason football.
Who's tougher?
But we're
going. Why am I agreeing with you more now?
Because. You understand it. You're like, listen, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So you know exactly what we're about.
I hear you. Yes.
So we played a game, J-Bell, and we knew we were just 4-man rush.
Yeah.
And we were physically
laying that hammer.
And they had to make some incredible plays. So we knew if we see these guys again,
Spags like, if I dial up some of my,
if we see these guys again,
ingenious blitzes,
right? Yeah. If we see these guys again,
yeah.
They are in big, big trouble.
As they were.
So imagine our mentality going into that Super Bowl. You see, a lot of people don't understand how we were feeling. We thought we were better than an undefeated team.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is.
Imagine.
Yeah.
So we're looked at as the underdog, but we thought we were better than them.
Yeah.
And so I'm telling you that from that perspective, you know for a fact if you're Philly and you're the Giants, there's a high probability that you're going to see this. You might even see them. Now imagine they had everything to play for.
Yeah.
You had nothing to play for, and you beat them.
Okay. To your point.
Now their tail is tucked between their legs. They got to be like, I don't know about this Giants team. These guys are a little too much for –
And think about this. I'm still sticking what I'm saying,
yeah.
But I'm you got a faster lane, okay,
yeah.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, who would I want to see in the playoffs more? Would I want to see the Lions?
Good. Who wants any part of that right now? Right?
These guys, as a fan, I want to see them in the playoffs. Like, I like. Hey, Pete Carroll, I got to give you your flowers.
Mm.
Look what you've done.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin. Now, I got to give you your flowers.
Incredible. Yeah.
Unreal, right? What these coaches have done.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, if those Lions were in the playoffs right now,
mm.
Because that's their mentality.
Now, On top of that, J-Bell, right? The Lions knew they were eliminated before they even played that game.
Boom.
Right?
And what did Dan Campbell say?
We're going to hurt you, Green Bay.
We don't want, because the same.
We're going to hurt you. We're going to hurt you. You had everything to play for. You had nothing to play for. And we still beat you.
We don't
so
want
now,
you there.
What do you think in your home? Safe. What do you think happens next year? You think Green Bay is going into Detroit thinking the same old Detroit? They know better. They know better now. They know better now. You understand what I mean?
Yep.
And so it's okay to think short term and to try to head, but there's also something to think about going forward. Green Bay is no longer there. How you let a team who had nothing to play for knock you out the playoffs in your division?
We really
can't recover from that.
We really need to watch how the Giants come out. Like, there's going to be a lot of focus on that. A huge flashlight on those first 15 plays.
Yeah.
I need, because if I see anything that's dim, that light better shine bright. It better hurt my eyes, OC.
You know, we're both wishing the best for them.
Yeah.
For the Giants. You know we are.
We're hoping
for the best.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
You make some very, very valid points.
They weren't as a team, in my estimation, right? The kind of team with the kind of players that you rest.
Yeah.
They just
it's not I could see you putting Saquon down.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Maybe.
Just because he is explosive, you know. But you're right. They need to be like, we just got, you know, it's like back in the day, Mike Tyson was like fighting 30 fights a year or something.
Yeah, just
something crazy. Just dude was in the ring like old school, you know, every 3 weeks, you know, you're like, what?
Yeah.
There's something to that.
That's just my thoughts on that, bro.
Nah, it's strong. I mean, the way I'm thinking, I'm riding with it. But if it doesn't work out or I see anything, and relating it to what happened in Detroit against Green Bay, that kind of backs up what you're saying.
Yeah.
That really does. That being said, let me talk about the playoffs. And you tell me what you're thinking. I really want to know. It's early. It's very early.
You call them early days. That's what they call them in England.
Early days. Out of all the games,
yeah.
I just want to know your favorite to watch. And I mean early in the week, this week. So should I mention the games?
Please do.
Okay. We got the Seahawks at the 49ers.
Yeah. You asked me. I said,
divisional. What you always say about divisional games.
Tough game.
Tough games, okay. Yeah. Chargers at Jaguars.
Should be a good game. I'm enjoying it. Yeah. Keep going.
That's not your favorite, okay?
Keep going.
Dolphins at Bills. Okay. Giants at Vikings.
Should be a good game.
They played
a good game the first time.
But that one doesn't move you either, okay?
There's one that moves me.
I know. Yeah. Ravens at Bengals.
I like that game.
You like that more?
I like that more. If Lamar plays.
Lamar ain't playing.
Okay, well, he's not playing,
I don't think he's playing.
Okay.
I mean, I know nothing.
Okay, so if he's playing, I'm feeling it. Yeah. If he's not playing,
Because, and we can get into that. Let me finish this, though. Cowboys at Buccaneers.
That's the one.
Ooh! I did not know, but I was thinking it was either Chargers at the Jaguars or Cowboys at the Bucks.
That's the one.
Ah!
That's the one that I cannot wait to watch.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, break it down.
We speak about momentum.
Yeah. Uncle Mo.
We saw what happened with Dallas this past game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And defensively, they're just...
Will they be able to go into Tampa with...
On the grass?
On that grass with the old gunslinger himself.
Bucks are healthy.
TB12, Tom Brady, who has rediscovered his form with Mike Evans. The Bucks offensive line is pretty good.
It's holding up, bro.
Defensively, Todd Bowles, you know he's going to have something for – they beat them early on this year. You know he's going to have something for the Dallas – he's going to have something for them.
He's
going to
have something. He's definitely
going to have
something.
Is Dallas, with all this
– definitely.
Are they going to be able to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa? I don't know, Jay Bell. I don't know. I'm curious. I cannot wait to watch this one. This is the one I want to watch, Jay Bell.
I'm with you. I don't like the way they played last game, but not really worried about that, the Buccaneers. But I'm not sure about Dallas. Mm. And if
they don't pass your smell test?
I don't feel like they're playing their best football.
Yeah, not. Right. Going into the playoffs.
They're not playing their best football. And there's so much pressure. Every year Dallas has pressure. Every year it's not even like the regular season. Mm. What are we going to do in the playoffs? I mean, Jerry throws it out there. I think the pressure might make these pipes crack.
Mm. So it's either going to make diamonds or bust the pipe, and it's going to bust the pipe is what you're saying.
I feel like that.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want that to happen.
I do.
I do not want that to happen. Mm. But I feel it.
You can actually like see like the little.
I can just go. They go in there, and then this happens, and it comes down. There's a turnover here. That happens, and it comes down to the end.
Mm.
And you look up, and it's Dak versus Tom. And we got 3 minutes left in the game.
Mm. I don't like that for Dallas.
I don't like that for Dallas.
I've seen that story. I've watched that movie many times.
I don't like that.
It don't end well
now,
for Dallas.
If there's no, I know, right. And then everything is blown up.
Yeah.
Coach Mike McCarthy's gone. Yeah. Right. I mean,
it's a lot going on.
Because Dan Quinn might have a head job.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And you know there's been that rumor, that romance between Peyton and Dallas for a long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
The Broncos are pulling out all the stops to get him.
Not if Dallas
I don't know if he's their
first
pick, though. Mm. I think it might be somebody coming from college that has pro experience. But I don't know nothing. This is just what I'm hearing from other people that know.
You know, when somebody drops a nugget and says, but I don't know.
No.
That means that they know.
No. I've heard people that I think know say they really are interested in Blase.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm with you on that. Mm. Like, I'm not comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Not like I should be.
You're not basically the way you feel in this lazy boy chair.
Mm-hmm. Tell
you
me.
You don't feel like that about this. Dallas.
I don't feel as
don't
relaxed
feel
as this chair is.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, as relaxed, and I got my chair back,
yeah.
But when we talked about it, I was sitting up.
Yeah. So basically, you feel like you're on the chair that he's sitting on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just not comfortable.
Yeah, and then when you cough, it's like.
yeah. As
opposed
to.
Because you don't have a.
It's not comfortable.
It's not why, you just don't have, you know, it's just not, I don't feel like that.
Yeah, I got you.
That's why I'm with you.
Yeah.
I am excited to watch the Chargers at Jacksonville.
Though, yeah.
Because what do I want? I want great quarterback plays. This is the future. We've talked about these two. These two dudes are going to be top five QBs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting to see them ball. And what they've done, Jacksonville, man. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing.
Come
mind-blowing.
On.
Going from where we saw them to where they are now and how they're playing.
Yeah.
How Lawrence is playing. How the whole team is playing
in
general.
Defense has really stepped up, man.
Playing well.
I mean,
Chargers is another team. That's a good football team,
good.
Man. But
all
people
they
haven't seen them.
They weren't healthy.
Yeah.
Joey Bosa can wreck a game.
Yeah.
Wreck it. When they got Mike Williams back, that's what I'm scared of, the receiver Mike Williams.
You.
He has opened up that passing game.
Mm-hmm.
He is their explosive play waiting to happen.
Yeah.
So
I feel like he's been hurt on and off quite a bit.
Yeah, all year.
Yeah. So even if they did –
so
rest.
Yeah.
You go into the first.
You're not.
Well,
you're not
him.
Very confident in his ability to stay on the field.
Yeah, it's not like he's not a really healthy guy. Who you're really? If he's gonna get, he's gonna get hurt.
That's a very strong point.
Yeah.
All right. No picks early in the weeks. Do you think? I think can the Giants go beat the Vikings?
100%.
Me too. I think so.
I think that. If I'm going to pick one upset this week, it would be that.
That's
one.
My upset, too. Yeah.
That would be the one.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
49ers should. It's going to be tough, but wouldn't it be a great story if Brock Purdy is like Tom Brady's first year. Mm. Would you like that? Like, because this team, defense,
yeah,
running game,
yeah, it's very similar.
It's very similar. It's close.
Seventh round pick as opposed to sixth round pick.
Yep. You got to, and if you flip it, you got a guy, your offensive coordinator could be considered an offensive genius.
Mm.
Belichick was the defensive genius.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I like it. I think that would be. That would be an incredible story.
It would
for
be.
The league. Yeah, that would be something that I think the league needs.
I'd like them in the Super Bowl.
Something like that to happen.
I would love them in the Super Bowl. I need a team in the Super Bowl that's led by their defense.
Yeah.
And it ain't going to be on the AFC side.
Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati,
mm-hmm.
most balanced, but.
Not led by their defense.
They're not led. Yeah. They're not led, yeah. But they are about. But they're
balanced
not led.
Team,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
Right.
I mean, but I think I would love. I don't know why I'm talking this early about it, but yeah, the 49ers.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
It'd be a nice story.
KC.
Nice story.
Ooh.
The rematch.
Ooh, I forgot about that.
Rematch, but oh. With, you know, a with, backup quarterback.
With Purdy.
Yeah.
With first, Purdy we got to get through this week. Sorry, LC.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for jumping the gun.
Yeah, you jumped the bazooka, not even the gun. It's just like get, way ahead.
We got excited.
Yeah.
Can I ask a controversial question?
Please do. One more question, Jay.
One more. If it was the Ravens, if you are Lamar, and your knee is hurt,
mm-hmm.
and you don't got this contract,
yep.
you getting on that field?
100%.
You gonna get on this field?
1,000%.
They haven't committed to you.
1,000%.
If you're banged up, are you getting on there?
1,000%. 1,000. That's I didn't.
I can't talk you out of your answer.
I don't think you could go over 100%,
mm-hmm.
but you have to go to 1,000%.
I can't talk you. I asked the question.
Yeah,
I have to take the answer.
As usual, mm-hmm. your experience is your expertise.
Yeah, you've been in a situation before,
so it's not just me talking, right?
Yeah,
this is my experience,
yeah.
and I wanted to sit out. I did.
Yeah.
But I looked at those guys. I looked at my teammates. I was in the exact same situation he's in.
Oof.
The exact same.
Oof.
Not. It's not even like it's the exact same situation.
And that's why I asked.
And I had to make a decision.
Mm.
I already had the numbers. I had the sacks. Mm. I had everything. I knew that if I didn't play, right,
mm-hmm.
the Giants would have traded me.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And I would have went to another team and got broke off.
Mm-hmm.
Paid big money.
Yep.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I looked at them, and at some point it flipped. I was like, okay, yeah, it's the Giants, but these guys need
it's
me
my guys.
To play.
It's my guys.
They need me to play.
It's my guys.
Right?
Yeah.
I have to. They need me to play.
Yeah, this sounds like you.
So I said, you know what?
Sounds like you.
Got on a plane, flew to Germany.
Right.
Saw a doctor there.
Uh-huh.
Flew back.
Did they know you were going?
No. Didn't tell the Giants nothing.
Oh. So I got to go get right.
Flew out there, came back. Dallas Cowboys game, all the marbles. One of us was going to the playoffs. It was either us.
Or them.
Or the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh.
Like, I got to do this for my people. Boom. 2 sacks. Win the game. Atlanta Falcons. Playoff game. Smash them. Win the game. Green Bay. Made the biggest play in the game.
Yeah.
Win
yeah,
the game.
Make
San Francisco.
Play
big play. Win the game.
Yep.
Super Bowl. Legend. Now my name's in the stadium.
Ooh! I'm done. I'm done. I'm done.
Bro.
I'm done. Because all that, I... Everything
it
you're
happened.
Talking about, I'm remembering like, yep, yep, yep.
And all of that could have very easily not happened.
Jeez.
So you asking, how do you think I'm going to answer that question? 1,000%.
OC, sometimes.
Some things are bigger than, you know.
Sometimes the people need to hear it, though.
Yeah,
sometimes
that's true.
They need to hear it. It's that time. Thank you for that.
You got emotional, bro.
That,
I can see it in your
You
face.
Seen it? You
yeah,
seen it hit me?
Yeah, it did.
Because I
remember it, yeah.
It was flashing.
Yeah.
And I thought. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Think of all the lives that would have changed if you I'm done. Hashtag ask OC, ask J Bell. That was serious, OC. That was serious. Sorry for even asking. I knew the answer, but I wanted to hear it again just to see if you changed your mind, and you didn't. Liam Hayes, this is his question. Having watched the World Cup, can you ever see the NFL evolving to a level where multiple nations compete? To both of us.
I think we can, but I think it'll be many, many moons from now. You don't need to say years, moons. Many moons
many
from
moons.
Now.
Many moons.
Yeah.
I think in flag.
Flag for sure.
I think you can have, which would be crazy, right? Because you can, women's teams, men's teams, mixed teams, age groups, right? And just have this global game, I think could definitely happen and become very competitive.
Yeah.
Maybe even
it would be very competitive.
Yeah, maybe even
America wouldn't just dominate.
No,
it wouldn't dominate that. No,
no. You see those girls? The Mexican woman. Oh my god, man! If you ever seen her like work out, I saw her on Instagram like doing drills. I was like, oh, she's nice.
She's getting it, yeah.
Like, yeah. So that's what I see. Mm. Shout out to Lazy Boy for these chairs. Obviously,
Lazy Boy.
I need that too. Yeah. I need because you've had me on a roller coaster today.
Yeah.
So
it was a very interesting podcast.
Very interesting. Yeah. So. One thing that keeps me cool and calm is my chair.
Yeah.
And I'm never cool and calm. Mm. So hit us up with your questions and reviews, please, for next time. Simon will go through them, pick the one. If we don't pick yours, it's not us. It's Simon. Simon sometimes is selfish. No, he's not. I'm just playing. Shout out. Uprise all day. We don't play. OC has a dope sweater on today. I won't even talk about it because they're not paying us. But it is fresh. It is dope.
Lights out. You remember Sean Merriman's Lights Out? That was the coldest.
Coldest
celebration.
Hey, them boys, I tell you what, man.
They're knocking lights out.
Yeah, and they brought a lot to the Chargers.
Yeah.
You know, they had the nation's eyes were on the Chargers because him and Sean Phillips coming off the edge. Look what you do,
Sean Merriman.
Sean Merriman and Sean Phillips. Yeah.
But Merriman,
it was Merriman and SP coming off the edge, and people were watching.
I didn't know for the longest. I didn't know he had actually a tattoo of
the light switch. Yeah. Yeah, he's switching it on and off.
Knock your lights out. Well, NFL used to be crazy.
Hey,
Jay,
we was wilding.
Crazy.
There was no social media, man. They couldn't see it.
Oh, you trying to be authentic? Busy trying to get this wrong. Gale, swag, Louis, rag. Gale, swag, body, bag. Gale, swag, Louis, rag. Gale, swag, body, bag.
Je m'appelle Uzi Boy. Source King pour commencer. Cette année, je vise le top. Et c'est pas pour détrôner. 1, 2, 3, 4000 E dans mon compte. Envoie mon yébi avant que je pète les plombs. Virement immédiat, j'aime quand c'est comme ça. La une dans les médias, jamais ça m'arrêtera. Jet privé pour le Ghana, je vais booster l'économie. Quelques hectares pour le business, puis choquer sa part.